This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Hi, I'm Attorney Michael Bagram, giving the report on what's happened in the labor law field. And thank you for tuning in. I really appreciate it. Well, the big news, in fact, we had this week was how government employees are burning overtime at an enormous rate. We've also heard how some government employees are earning anything up to 15 million rand a year, which is interesting, but that's a discussion for another time. But in fact, the latest report is now telling us how Eskom employees have earned in this past year over 3 billion rands worth of overtime. Well, it looks like they are abusing the system somewhat. Eskom, as you know, is on its hands and knees. It's struggling financially. It's a major struggle. And here we have a report that they've spent 3 billion rand on overtime. I know that the government is looking into this. I know that the opposition political party is looking into it. But as we stand at the moment, 3 billion rands worth of overtime. So you can imagine how much the other parastatals, government institutions, are earning in overtime. There has been a bit of a freeze on the employment of further people, but that doesn't mean that you have to abuse the overtime. And in fact, there have been reports now that many of those employees don't do any work during normal hours, but do it all during overtime hours, which gives them time and a half, so they get paid 1.5 times their normal salary, which is a complete abuse. Let's watch this space. We're probably going to hear a lot more about overtime in government, because now with this latest report from Eskom, I know people will start looking at all the other parastatals and see what's going on. Going on to other news, which is very interesting, is that we all know that manufacturing is the backbone of the economy. Manufacturing in South Africa is a first world country. It's the backbone of our economy in the sense that it creates jobs, it brings in foreign capital, it brings in foreign income. It is really the cornerstone of employment in South Africa. Well, we've just seen that it's the latest report says it's down, and that manufacturing is coming to a halt. People aren't importing from South Africa. It's become too expensive. Our costs, our input costs, especially labor, has become too expensive. And we need to have a look. We need government to look at the manufacturing sector as a whole and see how they can help. And in fact, we are got, I presume, just too many labor regulations, too many labor laws. Manufacturing has not been supported at all by government. So we need to ensure that the manufacturing picks up again and that we can export. I know on this latest visit of our president to America, he was trying to claw back some of the imports from South Africa to America, and trying to push away some of those extra costs added onto America. Hopefully that's successful, and hopefully we can get that done in the near future. Lots of reports about how things are destroying employment in South Africa, in particular the power costs. The Eskom is going higher and higher, and power has become a real issue. Many of the businesses I know have been spending money on alternatives, in other words, inverters and generators and all that sort of thing. They haven't recovered that money yet. So that's an issue. Another issue, obviously, is the skills flight. And we're seeing that many people with skills in South Africa are leaving South Africa to better environments, in other words, where they can get more money, where they can have a better living style. We need to actually look at this and see what's going on. And that is affecting our exports as well, where we don't have the people with the skills. On the other hand, our real problem is this, and let me explain the dichotomy between two ministers. We've got the Minister of Employment and Labour, on the one hand, who is adding all sorts of quotas on how many foreigners you can employ. Now, I understand that if it's unskilled foreigners or foreigners who don't have work permits, obviously they need to leave. and we need to ensure that the borders are tighter. But on the other hand, we have the Home Affairs Minister, Dr. Leon Schreiber, who is bringing in every single ways and means of bringing in skilled people into South Africa. Now, I understand why he's doing that, because if he can bring in skills into the country, we can then create more jobs in the country, we can create more output, we can have better manufacturing. And for every skilled person that comes in to South Africa, we can have them training South African citizens, we can have other people employed to assist the person with skills. So you've got the two ministers have got a clash, Minister Meth from Labour and Dr. Schreiber from Home Affairs. My suggestion is they get together and try and sort this mess out, because in the meantime, South Africa's losing and we can't really afford that. There's been an interesting debate that's going on about the low level of informal jobs in South Africa. On the one hand, we see in many countries in the world, and there's been this argument, is do you count an informal job as a job? Do you put it as part of your unemployment figures, or do you add it to your employment figures? And the reports that we've seen from the University of Cape Town is saying that we have very low level of informal jobs. And why? Because our labor law is forcing businesses to stop the informal jobs and stop using people in the informal economy. And the labor law is trying to discourage the informal jobs, whereas most of the countries in the world are trying to encourage informal jobs because it keeps people employed, it keeps people manufacturing, even on a small scale. And so that debate continues, but what we really need to do is we need to build up our informal economy. When you go to other jurisdictions, I went to Bali, for instance, and there everyone's got a job. They're all working for themselves. They've all got jobs. They're all earning an income. They all have boost the economy there. We should be doing that. We've got people who are innovative in South Africa. We should be encouraging the informal job sector. It's very important to do that. And then disability. Disability is still not recognized as an area where we need to help people. We are told, the experts tell us, that disability itself should make up about 7% of the population, but less than 1% of the disabled are in the formal economy. So it doesn't make sense when our government itself is calling for equity, employment equity, and is calling for equal representation of the disability sector, but they themselves are employing less than 1%. Again, it's a real problem. And then finally, I want to go on to the CCMA, the Commission for Conciliation, Mediation, and Arbitration. The CCMA was a fantastic organization where you would refer a dispute, call it unfair dismissal. That would take about a month to go to conciliation. If it didn't settle, that conciliation would take about another month, maybe 2 months, to get to arbitration, and that would be over. Now, referring to the CCMA, you're waiting 14 months, anything up to 2 years, for your arbitration to be heard. It sounds ridiculous, but that's what's happening when government has, to a large degree, disabled the CCMA. And we're hoping that they give a little bit more budget to the CCMA so we can get it done. So thank you for listening to me. It's Michael Bagram, Labour lawyer.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.